Transform Your Life with Teresa and Tanya, where we talk weight loss and all things in between.
Ready to transform your journey from bariatric surgery to weight loss to plastic surgery to recovery? POP Recovery Systems is here to guide you every step of the way. With our unique comprehensive support system, we match you with top surgeons, provide customized wellness plans, and offer financing solutions to make your dream a reality. From concierge wellness, mental health to nutrition, our team is dedicated to your success. Don't navigate this path alone. Join POP Recovery Systems and experience a seamless, supported transformation. Visit us at poprecoverysystems.com to learn more and start your journey to a new you.
To talk weight loss and all things in between. We are your hosts. My name is Teresa Parent.
And I'm Tanya Spanglow.
And this is episode 3, where we are going to talk all about lifestyle changes on your transformation journey. Let's go.
All right. So I don't know about you, Teresa, but I've had to do a complete 180. I mean, I've had to do from start to finish every single thing about me. My husband says all the time, I don't know who you are. Like, this lady in front of me is not who I married, not who I met in high school. She was not existent. She didn't exist. I'm a positive person. For me, that's one of my hugest changes. I used to be negative. I used to thrive on the negative. I used to wake up and I would complain before I ever even got out of the bed. Honestly, that's just me being me. And now I wake up and I look for affirmations. I look for positivity quotes before I ever even take a foot like on my floor. Like, I am already motivated. I'm already trying to make my husband be motivating, because he wakes up and he kind of has a tendency to grumble a little bit and, oh, my back hurts, or I didn't sleep good, or you had me burning up in the nighttime because I'm always freezing, so I have to have tons of blankets on. And so yeah, for me, it's a positive lifestyle change. It's switching from the negative to the positive. It's a mindset shift. We've talked about that so many times, how mindset shifts goes right along with your lifestyle shift. You cannot have one without the other.
So we've both lost together combined weight of like 700 pounds.
Almost 700 pounds. Like, I don't want to interrupt you, but that is amazing in itself. Like, every time you say that, I'm like, 700 pounds. That's like so many people. And it's just us.
It's crazy, right? Both started out extremely overweight. I was over 600 pounds. You were 430 pounds. We both had total sedentary lifestyles. And I'm talking sedentary lifestyles. I'm talking like every thought was us about being able to sit and eat, right?
Yes. Where could I get my next food? What was I going to eat while I was eating? Literally, I tell my husband, he literally doesn't know that I ate so much food. He told me one time, like, I don't know why you're so big, because you never eat. And I'm like, honey, you don't understand. Like, I'm a closet binge eater. You're at work and I eat all day long. Why do you think our food bill was so expensive? It wasn't because we had two kids and I had a husband. It was because me. I would go through bags of Funyuns every single day while I sit and binge Netflix. You and I have talked about how our beds were a hole, a hole was welded out in our beds. And so, like, we've had to get a new mattress because I literally, just like you said, sit all day long and ate. That was my life.
I mean, how many, we've talked about this, how many toilet seats did we crack? How many couches break? How many beds had the dip in it? Like, that's where we started out, both of us extremely overweight, with these negative mindsets, with these toxic behaviors and thought patterns. And now combined, like I've said, we've lost 700 pounds, completely transformed our entire lives, mind, body, and soul. But the question is, how do we get there? What are the lifestyle changes that we made that took us from living those lifestyles to now thriving and living our best lives? And that's what we're going to be talking about, you guys. Like, the lifestyle changes are absolutely essential. You are not going to go from being extremely morbidly obese, hyper-focusing on barriers and obstacles, to searching for positivity and possibilities overnight. This is going to take time. It's an evolutionary process, And we are here to share how we've done it, right? I mean, because we've successfully done it. We're both happy, mm-hmm. healthy. I know for me, going from weighing over 600 pounds, I had had 2 heart attacks. I was on 9 different medications. Doctors told me that I would die before the age of 45. I, at my highest, would probably get in maybe 150 to 200 steps a day. And now Tanya and I can both walk 5 miles at least, and sometimes more. Like, how do you get there? And I know for me, the very beginning, the lifestyle changes, it seems like a foreign concept. It seems like something that only happens for other people. Like, you see other people and they've done it. How did they do it? Like, it's really hard in the beginning, but that's why being able to share our journeys is so important and so helpful, because I know that I needed some little light, like a little beacon of light to hold on to. I needed someone to help inspire me and motivate me. And her and I have both done it. So let's dive in and talk about some of the lifestyle changes that you made too, Tanya. Like, what did you do in the beginning? How did you get started?
So in the beginning, I started with walking. And we've talked about, we both walk. And walking to me is one of the most underrated things in your weight loss journey. Like, people, for me, I didn't join a gym. I didn't buy expensive equipment. I didn't run out and buy a Peloton. I didn't run out and get, you know, a treadmill or a bike, or I don't have a weight room. I live in a very small home. We only have 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. My living room and dining room are combined. And so people that follow me on TikTok, they know 3 times a week I'm going to be live. I'm going to be walking around my dining room table and my island. My husband literally says that I have a track around, like, he says, I can see, we just got new flooring, honestly, because he says he can see, like, I have wore the floor out. You can see exactly where I have walked. I've walked hundreds of miles in this house, and I take pride in that. And I've walked hundreds of miles in my driveway, because when I first started out, I couldn't.
I love that you're talking about that, because as someone who started out at over 600 pounds, every part of my body hurt. It hurt to physically even literally lift my body up into the standing position. And so for me, my home was where it all began. I literally used exercise for me. It was, okay, I'm going to stand for a minute now. I'm going to set a timer and I'm going to stand for a minute. I'm going to stand while I brush my teeth. I'm going to stand while I wash the dishes. I'm not going to use my chair. For so long, I had to use a rolling office chair that the arms were taken off of so that I could sweep my house, so that I could sit and prepare a meal for myself. And so for me in the beginning, those were my goals. And I began to walk, like, from my back door to my front door. And when I first started, I could only do that once or twice a day. I was dripping in sweat. My back was shaking, my knees, my blood pressure. I couldn't even hear anything because the ringing in my ears was so loud, and the pressure, like, when you're over 600 pounds, like, I felt like I had, I hate to say, like, 1,000 pounds of bricks on my chest. And so just engaging in that tiny amount of movement, that was a win for me in the beginning. Those lifestyle changes, starting to focus on, okay, you need to get up and move more. And I remember people saying, you just need to go for a walk. You just need to go for a walk. Yes, that's the only form of movement that Tanya and I have used to lose the weight and change our life. But it depends on where your starting point is. And right. For me, walking a block was not an option. And so I had to shift my mind from hyper-focusing on the fact that my body hurt, that I struggled to move. I had to focus on not the obstacle and the barrier, but what could I do in that moment? And for me, setting a timer and standing for a minute or two and letting that build up over time, that is the first initial lifestyle change as far as movement goes that mm-hmm. I did. Tiny little goals for myself. I loved the fact that I had the little step counter on my phone, because I could see that the next day maybe I took 5 more steps or 10 more steps, and that was a huge win for me.
Yeah, it's small goals too. Like, we know the importance of, you're not going to go from sitting around your entire life and being morbidly obese to walking 5 miles. It's not going to happen. Like, I tried to go walk a mile the first time I walked at the track, and I tried to go up and walk a mile, and I was like, I'll be right back. And my husband was like, where are you going? And I was like, the track. And he was like, where are you going? Like, he was like, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to go to the track. We have a little track up here at the hospital. I've walked, there's no telling how many miles I've walked at that hospital track. But that was my first day. I didn't make it. So each time around is a half a mile. I didn't make it a complete time around. I couldn't. My feet were swollen out of my shoes. I was in a full sweat. My knees were shaking. My feet were shaking. Everything hurt, just like what you're going through. I had to call my husband to come up there. Like, that's how, it was a horrible situation.
And the severity of what we're talking about where you begin, I think that that's something that's not talked about in the weight loss community enough. Everyone I know in our culture, it's all diet and exercise. Go to the gym, do this, do that. Okay, well, no. The reality for a lot of us is that we maybe are housebound. We are very limited in our mobility, in our abilities. And you have to be able to start somewhere. And so when people tell you, just go for a walk, okay. When someone kept telling me that, that my mindset immediately would go to, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. So what you need to do when you are being told to just go to the gym, to just go for a walk, stop and think, okay, I know I can't do that, but what can I do? What can I do? So let's start to create small goals for what you can do. And before you know it, if you start to shift your mindset, because so much of this, and Tanya, we talk about this all the time, is your mindset. If you wake up every day and you're like, I can't stand while I do my dishes. I can't walk through the grocery store, which Tanya and I both struggle to do. Like we've mm-hmm. talked about this. If you keep focusing on what you can't do, you're going to continue to not do. You're going to continue to be stuck in the same old behavior patterns, right? Your thoughts dictate your feelings dictate your actions, and your actions get you what, Tanya?
Results.
Results, right? And yeah. What we want is to transform your mind, body, and soul. And so those small, manageable little chunks in the beginning, well, every step of your journey, really, but get up and start to move your body. Don't think that you're not being successful if you're not hitting the gym and doing 30 or 40 minutes of a HIIT training or riding a Peloton or doing yoga or anything. No. Getting up and washing your dishes while you're standing, bravo. If you can do that and you weren't able to do that before, you won that day, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. For me, like I dance. Like I will get Mila, my grandbaby, and we will dance around this house. That is my body movement for the day. We will dance. You know I can dance, girl. We will dance, and I will, like I said, I will carry laundry from the laundry room to the couch. I will stand up instead of sit down. For me, it's small changes. I would sit down and do my laundry before because I could not stand up and fold clothes. And then at the same act, go put those clothes up. I could not do all that at one time.
So let's talk a little bit about your mindset, because your mindset is going to be the fuel. It's going to be the tackling fuel for every aspect of your journey. And for me, mindset. So it's over 600 pounds. My thoughts were basically negative all the time. I'm too fat. I'm ugly. I don't have any clothes to wear. My back hurts. My feet hurt. I can't breathe. You name it, the negativity, that's what I focused on. And I tell this often, how I would lay in bed at nighttime and I would tear myself apart. When you're alone laying in bed with your thoughts at nighttime, everything that you did good or bad that day, right, it hits you. And so I would reinforce all the horrible things I felt about myself. It was like I was programming myself for failure the next day because I wasn't acting as my own cheerleader, my own hype woman. I was my worst critic. I would not say or think the things that I said and thought about myself to any human being on the planet. Like, I just would never do it. And so for me, the mindset shift had to start by acknowledging for me that I had this inner fat brain. I call her my inner fat bee, and mm-hmm. she was mean to me. She sabotaged every goal that I had for myself. She, like I say, she was the recipient of all the bad things I'd ever gone through in life. All the times people threw food on me, called me names, every guy that told me, oh, you have a pretty face, but if you were skinny, I'd go out with you. Every horrible thing that I ever experienced, she was the recipient of that. And she was taking it out on me. And by me, I mean this woman you see here that's happy and shining and healthy. She was always in there. She was buried beneath 600 pounds of grief and trauma and pain. And so for me in the beginning, the mindset shift I had to kind of figure out, how am I going to go from letting my inner fat be the dominant one, be the one that's making all the choices, to this woman here that I'm trying to create? And it all literally started by challenging every single negative thought that I had about myself with something positive. Okay, I can't get up and walk a block, but you know what, Teresa? I can get up and I can walk to the front door and the back door. I can't wear a pretty dress when I have to go somewhere, but you know what? You can put a little bit of makeup on. I can try to fix my hair. So literally shifting every negative thought and a barrier to a possibility and positivity. That's literally how I started my mindset. And we can talk about some tips and tools and things that we've used, but I don't know about you, Tanya, but it literally was battling every single negative thought, like hundreds of times a day.
Oh, I'm the same way. So I always like to say on this shoulder is the old me. And on this shoulder, so that would be like your inner fat B that you talk about. That's the old you. That old you got you to me 430 pounds. That's how I got there. And then over here on this one is like the little angel. So it's like the devil and the angel on your shoulder. You hear people talk about that all the time. It is reality for us in the weight loss world. It is. This is the old me. Am I going to be the old me today who sat around and grumbled and was negative and ate as much food as she possibly could, was self-conscious, did not feel worthy of my husband's love, did not feel worthy because I was always the biggest mom when I ran up to the school to a classroom party or whatever, wherever I was for my kids. The old me that self-sabotaged everything I ever started, every time I tried to lose weight, I would self-sabotage myself. Or am I going to be this new me today? Am I going to be someone who wakes up and is just glad I have another day? Feels blessed. And that sounds cliche, but it really is those small changes like what you're talking about. Every day, it's the small changes. It's, you know what, I could wake up and I could complain, or I can wake up and I can be positive today and I'm going to choose positivity. I could wake up and I could have biscuits and gravy, or I can make a chaffle. I can wake up and I can have a Coca-Cola because, you know, your girl likes some Coke. I love it. I drank 2 or 3 2-liters a day. That's the old me. Or am I going to make a flavored water? I'm going to make a flavored water. So throughout my day, it's mindset in my daily routine. It is mindset shift. It's me versus me, old me, new me, whatever you want to call it. It's all day long from the time my eyes open until my eyes close. It's all day. What are we going to do? How can we be better? I just want to be better. Not than you, Teresa, not better than anyone else that has done a weight loss journey. I just want to be better than the old me. I just want to take this tool that I have made the decision to get and make the most of it. And I think that so many people want weight loss surgery, but they don't want the lifestyle change. They don't want to have to change everything about their routine. They don't want to change their mindset. They don't realize it's a mental shift. It's a mental challenge. I'm not saying that you're not going to lose weight if you're a negative person, but I'm saying you're going to have a heck of a hard time keeping that weight off. If you have not changed your mindset, if you have not changed your relationship with food, if you have not changed the way that you think day in and day out, you're going to have a hard time losing that weight and still being that negative, your old self. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot harder for you if you don't change your mindset.
You know, when it comes to a weight loss journey, a transformation journey, and we say transformation journey because Tanya and I both feel it's not just about changing what you eat. You know, so many people come to me and they say, I want to know your exact diet. I want to know your exact movement, exactly what you did. No, you're missing the point. It has to be individual. And for me, I feel like I like to visualize it's like a puzzle, okay? When I first started out this journey, I was this lonely little puzzle piece in the middle, right? And to me, I was lonely. I didn't have the tools. I didn't know how to cope. I didn't know how to move. I didn't know how to eat. There's so many pieces that you need to put together. And what we're saying is that you are that puzzle piece in the middle. Once you get in, okay, this is how I can adapt for my movement. Okay, this is how I can start to change my mindset. Here we go. This is how I can start to change my eating habits. This is how I can build my support system. Once you start to get those puzzle pieces all together, even if they're not perfect, it starts to give you a framework, a roadmap for success. And then once you have all those things together, you can go, you know what? Okay, it's been a few months. I think I can try to walk a little bit more. I think I can change my diet a little bit more. I think I can learn how to bake or make healthier substitutions of my favorite foods. I think like the puzzle pieces adapt and evolve over time. But you have to get your little army together. And your army, whether that's your tribe, whether that is your medical professionals or all of it combined, you have to kind of build a support system and a structure for yourself. It's not easy to do, but over time you can do that. Now, I know for me, mindset is absolutely essential. I remember I created this little bubble where I put myself in the middle and I was like, okay, let's do some little branches and see where are you struggling. There was like 100 little branches that I made. I'm lonely. I'm fat. I haven't had sex in 20 years. I'm scared. People look at me. I can't drive a car. I can't go to the grocery stores. All these negative things. It was like the biggest, most full tree you've ever seen in your life. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, let me make a positive one. And I sat there and struggled. I could not think of a single positive thing in my life. And so I called my sister and I was like, can you just tell me some positive things? And she was like, well, yeah, you're a happy person. You try to be happy. You try to see the good in others. And everything for me was always framed about being in service to others, how I treated other people. And so I slowly started to realize I need to give myself the same grace and kindness and love and respect that I give to everybody else. And so I sat down and I made a list of all the negative thoughts about myself. All of them. You're too fat and you can't even walk. And then I would on the other side of it, you're beautiful inside and out and you can walk miles. So like I literally wrote down a thought and then I replaced it with a positive one. And did I believe it in the beginning? Absolutely not. But I read those things to myself every single day. I had to learn how to positively reprogram my mind. And that is one of the most important lifestyle changes that you can make is the ways in which you think about yourself, the ways in which you speak to yourself.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Eric Smith, and you may recognize me from TLC's 1,000 Pound Sisters. I got a quick question for you. Are you considering a journey towards a healthier, more confident you? Let me introduce you to Bari Prep and Recover. Not only does our program help you choose the right bariatric surgery and prepare for the procedure, but we also have resources to help make sure it's affordable for anyone seeking this life-changing option. Our comprehensive support doesn't stop there. We're with you every step of the way, guiding your recovery journey. With personalized individual nutritional and mental health coaching, following a program that I helped develop, you'll feel empowered with the tools for lifelong success. Plus, our personal concierge is there to support you throughout the entire process from pre-surgery to post-surgery care. Visit our website at poprecoverysystems.com for more information and take the first step towards a healthier future with Bari Prep and Recover.
It's also the hardest change to make. It's also like you want to do it and you want to lose the weight and you want to be a positive person, but you don't know how. And we both have done it and we both have done it successfully. We know the challenges, they're daily. I say it from start to finish, but they literally are. It's every day I will trigger myself with Teresa and I both have talked about. Just for me, in my bedroom watching TV and eating, that's a trigger for me. So I don't do it. It's self-sabotage. I don't buy food at the grocery store that I know I'm going to be the only one in this house that wants it because my husband doesn't even like it. So why would I buy it? I don't. I stopped doing all those things. My husband still loves peanut M&Ms. And so I buy those for him. They're out of sight, out of mind. That's another thing that I kind of do. I trick myself out of sight, out of mind. If I can't see it, I don't want it. So if I don't bring it home from the grocery store, as far as like nutrition goes, we need to touch on that. That's a huge one for me because I was and am addicted to food, but now it's just like you said earlier, healthy substitutions. We both pride ourselves on doing healthy substitutions. I want pizza. I do a pizza cottage cheese bowl. I want tacos. I use a zero carb tortilla. I want chips. I make chips in the microwave with the Mission zero carb tortillas. I have dips I make out of cottage cheese. All of these things before, for me, it was about buying what was easiest. It was about buying a frozen pizza, cooking it, eating the entire thing. And now it's not. Now it's about, you know what? I still love tacos. I still love cheeseburgers. I still love egg rolls. How can I have those things but make a healthy substitution of those? And you and I both, I've gone through your page, Teresa. You have some amazing recipes. I do as well. And the people love them in the comments. It's like, I never would have thought of this. And then I can go on your page and I'm like, I never would have thought of that either. And that's the beauty of socials. That's the beauty of this community. Just coming together and bouncing ideas off of each other. I love that about us. We do that all day long. And it's just the nutrition for me is a huge part because I wanted Funyuns. I wanted pizza. I wanted a Coke. I wanted candy bars. And now I don't have to not go. I don't go without those things. I make healthy substitutions for those things. And I still enjoy food. I think that's something about weight loss surgery. People don't think you can still enjoy food. But you can, and we do. We're living proof of that.
You know, your relationship with food, okay, like you just talked about, that is a critical and essential element that you will need to make in a lifestyle change. For me, I know that my relationship with food was surrounded by negativity, guilt, and shame. I would eat in secret. I would buy food on the way home from work. I would binge eat so much food. I would stop and I would hide the trash in a trash can. I knew all the dumpsters on the way home from work to my home that I didn't have to get out of the car for. I could just pull up and throw the food away. I would eat in secret. Like you said, Bobby never knew that you were eating so much because you were eating alone. And so for me, I needed to find a way because I'm a food addict. Okay. We talked about this weekend. We were in Houston for a Pop Recovery event and we got to spend some time with Dr. Eric Smith from Thousand Pound Sisters. And we were talking to him about the fact that food, as an addict, you cannot live without it. You may be able to give up alcohol or drugs or gambling or whatever. Not that people don't struggle with that. They do. But you cannot ever give up food. You have got to learn how to create a new relationship with food. And some of the things that I did, especially being a person who is addicted to fast food, I started to, like, for instance, I found a new route to drive to work. I did not drive by all my old trigger restaurants. I would keep my debit card in my trunk because at 600 pounds, I was not about to get out of my car to have to go through a drive-through restaurant. Some of the other things that I did was, I know for me, I don't know about you, Tanya, but my produce would come home and it would just go right in the fridge. It was a place to die in the little bag from the grocery store. And so for me, being a visual person at 600 pounds, if I walked into my kitchen and had to make any effort, if I had to put in any effort to prepare something, it was not going to happen. I was about to call Domino's. I was going to order some pizza. I would get fast food. So for me, I learned how to organize my kitchen. I literally had to create a system for myself where food was visually accessible for me. So that way it was as easy as possible. And I started using mason jars. Why? Because they were clear. I could see through them. And I don't meal prep. I ingredient prep. So literally when you go into my kitchen now, you can visually see all the healthy foods that I have readily accessible to me. And why did I do that? Because my inner fat brain, if there is any reason I could find to go and get fast food and not make a healthy choice, I was about to do it. So having my kitchen organized with all my veggies, my fruits in jars, with a little mason jar system, that was life-changing. And I know that on my socials, I've shared that. And millions of people have been like, oh my God, why did I never think of that? Because we're just told you need to eat less, you need to move more. They don't give you the tools for how to do it. And for me, creating a visual system and learning how to trick myself out of being dependent on food and transitioning my mindset from I have to have that to I get to have this. That was game changing for me. I don't know about you, Tanya, but for me, that was life changing.
No, absolutely. I love how you say you don't meal prep, you ingredient prep, because I'm the same. And so I had to come up with a plan. I'm a planner. Before, I wasn't. Before, it was like, I have no idea what we're having for supper. Let's go get Mexican food. I have no idea what we're having the next day. Let's go get pizza. And that was just, like I said, the ease of it before. And now, on Sunday, I make my grocery list. Like, no matter what, on Sunday, I make a grocery list for what I'm going to eat and what it's Bobby and I here now. Our kids are grown. So it's just him and I. And so we will do meats. We will go through and write down the meats that we want. We'll do our veggies. We'll do our fruit. And I will do, of course, cottage cheese is always on there. everything. So on Sunday, that's what happens. I go to the grocery store. No matter what, I buy rotisserie chicken. No matter what, I buy cottage cheese. No matter what, like, I have staples that I will get. On Monday, I do meal prep Monday. This is what works for me. Like, I have to have, just like you, a visual person, I have to have a plan. If I don't have a plan, I'm going to go back to the old me, all willy-nilly, let's get a Snickers. Honestly, like, let's get into Bobby's M&Ms that are in the freezer. If I don't have a plan, and on Monday, I don't meal prep, like what you said, your veggies, I literally bring the veggies home. I don't do anything until I wash and cut those up. I use Ziploc bags with a paper towel and get the veggies organized in the drawer. Before, I would buy bags of lettuce, ruin, throw them away. I would buy celery. I would buy bell pepper. I would buy cucumbers. Every veggie I have ever bought before the old me would go in the trash. I can remember Bobby several times going to go take the trash on Mondays and be like, this is full of all the food we bought last week. Why are we putting money in the trash can, basically? Because that's what you're doing. You're buying the foods, but you really have you have good intentions, I think, when you buy them, but you really have no intention of eating them. The old me, I didn't, because I wanted Hamburger Helper. I wanted biscuits and gravy. I wanted things that were easy, not meals that I had planned out. And I'm just like you too. I don't necessarily do like the little black containers with the lids. I know lots of people do, and that's great. For me, it doesn't work. Bobby will grill 12 chicken breasts on Sunday on the Blackstone, and then we will cut those up and we have them. And we might even freeze half of them, so they're already cooked. I can grab it. I can put it in the air fryer, and it's amazing. Like, so many things. I will prep the veggies. I will prep the sides and he'll do the meats. And then Monday night, we can throw together an amazing dinner and he will have something he loves. Maybe still he eats pasta with his marinara and his chicken. And I will have a spaghetti squash. And I already have that ready because I did it in their microwave and then put it in a container. And so it literally takes us 5 minutes or less to throw dinner together. It's an essential part for me just to be successful in my weight loss journey. It's super essential for me to plan my meals. It's what helps me the most.
You know, those lifestyle changes and shifts that you make with food are going to be at the foundation of your transformation journey. And I think that it's so important. I know a lot that I've seen, and I know, Tanya, you too, we've lost lots of weight throughout our lives and gained it back. And one of the things that we did differently, I think in every area of our journeys, but especially in regards to food, was we didn't take the mindset of elimination, mm-hmm. of extreme changes, because mm-hmm. for me,
like all or nothing.
Yes, that all or nothing mentality, mm-hmm. that elimination thing, that is not sustainable. I see so many people in the weight loss community who go from eating 10,000 calories a day like I did to all of a sudden they're sharing nothing but salads, nothing but things that they do not like. And then what happens a few months later? I'm like, oh, where are they? They've fallen off the wagon, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They're not taking care of themselves with food anymore. Why is that? Because when you try to make extreme changes that do not resonate with your life, you can't keep up with them. So it's so important, like Tanya and I have done, to find ways to transform your favorite foods into healthier versions. And that may take you a couple years. It certainly did for us. It's not going to happen overnight. But like, for one thing, I know I love to binge eat pizza. We talked about this past weekend. That binge eating pizza is something that I'm always going to think about. It's something from my childhood and I'm always going to want to eat pizza, but I have found ways to make healthier versions of pizza where I'm not emotionally triggered by it, but I feel satisfied by eating it. And so any lifestyle change that you are trying to make, whether it is physical, whether it is mental, whether it is your support network around you, you have to do things that are going to be sustainable for the long term. Had I went and gotten a gym membership and done anything like that, I would have set myself up for failure because I am not a gym girl. I am a walker. So whether it's exercise, whether it's your food, whatever it is, do things that are sustainable for you that you could see yourself doing for the rest of your life. That is going to set you up for success. It is going to set you up to accomplish your goals. It is going to help you on that path towards success.
And so for me, on a lifestyle change, it was super important to change my mindset, the way that I thought just daily about small habits. It was super important that I changed my nutrition, and then daily routine rolls into all of those combined together. They equal success on my weight loss journey. My daily routine, for example, like I told you guys, I would wake up and I was a negative person. Now I'm so positive. Sometimes my husband's sick of me. Sometimes he's like, I'm like, good morning, when he walks down the hallway, and he's like, oh, here we go, you know? But it really is a small change that you can make. And you can just realize that you have a choice. For me, it's I have a choice to be negative, or I have a choice to be positive and try to inspire others to know, because I know that I was you. If you're out there and say you're 430 pounds and you're in a really dark spot in your life and you want to change your life, but you don't know how, that is exactly where I was. And now look at me, it's small changes every single day with the help of weight loss surgery and with the help of a support system like Teresa and others in my life, with the help of Pop Recovery, who I turn to and they answer every single question I have and even answer questions I didn't know I had. It's with the help of all of that combined that you can be successful on your weight loss journey if you just start. And so for me, I started so many diets, Teresa. I did Atkins. I did Herbalife. I did Plexus. I did SlimFast. I did Hydroxycut. I did Phenermine. I did whatever weight loss thing that you've seen out there. I have tried it. Literally, I just threw so many things away. I cleaned out my medicine cabinet, and in the back of it were bottles of Hydroxycut, bottles of things that over the years I would start and I would stop. And so finally, I got to realize in my mindset, like, let's don't stop this time. What if this time is the last time that we start? I will get emotional because it was 4 years ago when I decided to get weight loss surgery, that was the last time that I started and then had to restart because I never stopped. I've just kept going this entire time. Now, I've had setbacks. I've had stalls. I've had plateaus, but I never really stopped this time. I changed my mindset and I changed my life.
Now, I know so many of you who are listening are like, that's great. You changed your life, but how do I do it? And what we are telling you, what we are sharing with you is that you don't need to make extreme changes. You don't need to do that. You don't need to go and get, you know, a gym membership. If you want to do that and that resonates with you, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. What we did that worked for us was we found ways to make our lives sustainable. And I've done all the weight loss things too. I've done all of it. How did I stop it? Because I stopped looking for extreme instant solutions and I committed to the journey. I committed to making all the lifestyle changes that I knew would change my life, but I didn't know how to do them. And the way that you do that is by taking it slow, creating small, right? Small attainable goals for yourself, but make them attainable for you. Make them sustainable for you. If you can walk, go for a walk. If you got to walk around your house, do that. If you want to cut back like I did from 10,000 calories a day to 8,000 calories a day at first, make it sustainable for you and you are going to be that much more likely to stay committed to your goals and to be able to actually reach your end goal, which for us was never about a number on the scale. Our end goal has always been to be happy and healthy.
As it should be, Teresa. The number on the scale should not matter. It should, that's not the end game for me. You know, maybe I want to weigh 145 pounds and I'm not anywhere near 145 pounds yet, but I'm still happy and I'm still healthy. And for me, that's what feels good. And so as long as I feel good, I feel like that's a successful weight loss journey. Coming from two people who have lost 700 pounds, you guys, we know what you're going through. We know what it's like to everyday struggle in just your daily routine and in your mindset and in your nutrition habits. We know what it's like. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're here to help you. And we're helping ourselves along the process. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know that every time we come in here and talk, I learn something, Teresa. And I hope that the people out there listening do as well. I love you guys so much.
We love you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. We literally want you to feel as though we are hanging out in our kitchen table, in our living room, vibing together and sharing an experience. And that is what we are here to do, to uplift one another, right? To empower one another. So thank you guys. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow me at Transforming Teresa Marie on Instagram and TikTok.
And Taking My Life Back at 42 on Instagram, TikTok, and Tanya Spanglow on Facebook. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Transform Your Life podcast. And remember, your journey to a happier, healthier life starts with just one step. Together, we'll guide you towards sustainable weight loss, holistic wellness, and a renewed sense of vitality. Don't wait any longer to invest in yourself and unlock your true potential. Visit our website now to learn more and sign up for our Transformation Academy. Your future self will thank you. Let's transform your life together. Go and visit transformyourlifewithteresaandtanya.com, or you can go over to Instagram and check out our podcast page. The link is in our bio. Go do it now. Your future self is going to thank you.